Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the great debate between Treasurer Kate Marshall and Steve Martin, who wants her job, plus part one of our interview with George Harris, Chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Harry Reid versus you. Harry Reid, living large in the D.C. Ritz-Carlton. You, living in the state with the highest unemployment rate, worried about paying the mortgage. Harry Reid, making $1 million from a sweetheart land deal. You, just trying to make ends meet, wondering how you're going to take care of your family. Harry Reid, pushing loopholes in ethics laws for his own family. You, had enough?
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
You're looking at every time Harry Reid voted to raise taxes. Income taxes, taxes on Social Security, taxes on small businesses, even the dreaded death tax. A staggering 300 times Reid voted to raise taxes, and it's a big reason for Nevada's economic meltdown. Now Reid and Pelosi are planning to raise taxes on 34 million families right after the election. Let's stop Harry Reid from ever raising our taxes again.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and Social Security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are honored to be able to have a debate between the state treasurer and the candidate for state treasurer. We welcome Kate Marshall and Steve Martin. Pleasure to have you both on the program. And I'm working off your websites because that's a great source of information. One of the things that you say, Steve, is we have a crisis in Nevada. There are many pressing issues that Nevada must address, such as job creation, shrinking budgets, and reduced revenues. Our state needs a sound investment plan combined with accountability and transparency in state government. So my questions would be, how do you plan to create jobs through the treasurer's office? And you're suggesting that there isn't accountability and transparency. So would you respond to that?
Well, let's talk about the accountability and transparency just for a moment, since that's the main thing that I focused on for most of the interviews that I've had. I just feel that there's a lot of information that we could be putting out from the state. For instance, I propose that we put the checkbook online so that all the people in Nevada can see how the money is spent. We talk, and it's been discussed ad nauseum, that we need to talk about tax increases, but we don't see enough people actually saying, let's show the people how money is spent first.
You want to respond to that, Kate?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that I did during the financial crisis was work with our budget director, Andrew Klinger, to get the budget online so that the credit rating agencies could see that line by line what is budgeted, and then what are the updates to that budget? What revenues have come in? Have we met or exceeded or underperformed on those projections? So those kinds of things are already online. You just have to know. Budgets are online at the budget director's website.
I wanted to go back and just say, you know, talk about job creation. How do you create jobs out of the treasurer's office?
Well, what I think we have to do, and the first thing we have to do, and I've emphasized it all through the campaign, is quit talking about what tax increases we're going to. We're looking at federal tax increases potentially. We don't know what that's going to happen. The unemployment rate has just gone up for all the businesses effective January, and now we're talking about increases for state taxes. I have, as a CPA, I have clients out there. They look at what they're going to do, and they don't create jobs until they know what the situation is going to be. And the worse situation they see, the longer it's going to take to create jobs. So I think we have to both quit talking about tax increases, see what we can do to focus on the government and shrink things where we can, and at the same time, transmit the message to businesses that it's safe to invest in Nevada. It's safe to move to Nevada. And that's not the message that's getting out right now, and I'm afraid it won't get out until June of next year.
Is it a political discussion, or is that a treasurer's discussion? I mean, shouldn't that be coming from the legislature rather than the treasurer's office?
I think it's important to know what the treasurer's office does. One thing that the treasurer's office can do is it can lower expenses. So, for example, we had three outside investment officers when I came into the office. I got rid of them, put one investment officer in-house, save the state $900,000. You can cut your expenses and then increase your return, but quite frankly, job creation is really going to be a legislative function. You can assist, and I've brought a bill to use kind of regional investment plans to assist in the creation of new industries in Nevada, but you have to work with the legislature, and that is all 63 members, not some of them. On the federal unemployment tax, actually, I was in front of the Unemployment Security Council on October 5th to show them a way they could lower that tax by $50 million next year.
And did they listen?
They did, and they have taken that proposal up.
You want a chance to rebut?
Well, let's talk about the increase in jobs and increase in the budget, which you mentioned that between 2009 and 2010, your office actually increased the budget by 24%. And the expenses, although you say on your website or assume in your information that you publish that you actually saved $820,000, which from the budget standpoint you did, but your actual expenses from one year to the next actually increased $865,000. So I would challenge the budget. You've added five people in that office since you came into that office. In 2006 there were 37, now there's 42.
You want to respond?
Yes, absolutely. Sometimes you have to step over a nickel to pick up a buck. So you get rid of three outside people, you bring in one person, you added one, but you save $900,000. That is a net savings. Step over a nickel, pick up a buck. You add two people in unclaimed property, so you can give back 200% more money than you ever gave back to the people of Nevada before. So you can increase the amount of money you bring into Nevada by 85%. Step over a nickel to pick up a buck. This is a matter of not looking line by line. This is a matter of looking at the total state's budget, your total budget, and seeing, well, if I add a little money here, can I save a lot of money?
All right, let's give Steve a chance to rebut.
Well, I would challenge the amount of money that's given back to the people of Nevada, which is the word that you use, because $25 million was given back to the people in 2009, and in 2010 that number dropped to $21 million.
Okay, let's take a break. More in our debate when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Harry Reid versus you. Harry Reid, living large in the D.C. Ritz-Carlton. You, living in the state with the highest unemployment rate, worried about paying the mortgage. Harry Reid, making $1 million from a sweetheart land deal. You, just trying to make ends meet, wondering how you're going to take care of your family. Harry Reid, pushing loopholes in ethics laws for his own family. You, had enough?
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our informal debate with Kate Marshall, State Treasurer of Nevada, seeking re-election, and Steve Martin, candidate for State Treasurer and former State Controller. Let's start off with some of the things that you're claiming on your website. You say that you overhauled the unclaimed property division, returning more money to Nevadans than any other State Treasurer, saved Nevada taxpayers millions of dollars by renegotiating existing contracts, beat every benchmark on investments, actually earning money for Nevada in a declining market, and made college education more affordable for thousands of Nevada students. Would you give us a little bit more detail on some of those topics?
Sure. Let's start with unclaimed property because that's where we ended up last time. First off, my staff has done a phenomenal job. They're great. One of the things we did was we upgraded the website and we implemented this program called Fast Track. So if you have money that is owed to you, less than $1,500, you can do the whole thing online. Just go online, get the whole thing, get your check. It has reduced the amount of time and it's increased the amount of money we can get back to people. So I'm very, very proud of what my staff has done on unclaimed property. College savings is another big area that I think is very, very important. We have saved the Millennium Scholarship. It's good for another year. And in college savings, I have halved the amount of fees that people are paying for college savings and waived the annual fee if you're a resident of Nevada. Plus, I have a Silver State matching grant program, private benefactor. No taxpayer dollars. If you make less than $61,000 a year, we can match you up to $300 for your college
all
savings.
Right. Rebet.
Well, let's first talk about the unclaimed property, which was just mentioned. An audit came out in April of 2010, just a few months back, that said that they were doing half of the audits that they should have done. They also indicated that the records internally did not match the external records for the state. They also indicated that there were securities that should have been sold, that could have been sold, that had not been sold. Let's address the Millennium Scholarship and the problems we've had in the Millennium Scholarship. Why was it that when the special session met and then 2 weeks later we had to have us at the College Savings Board meeting, we suddenly were short on the Millennium Scholarship? I was the one that came out and said we're 1.6 million short at that point, and your office indicated that you were actually 1.3 short. I said you were going to be 3.9 short. Ultimately, it became 4.2. The money that was, I think, committed internally in the College Savings Board to the prepaid tuition was then moved over and put into the Millennium Scholarship to cover that. And it's your own party, Senator Horsford, for instance, that said he didn't know about it. I know you've indicated that you were, have let everybody know during that special session that it was short, but he's one of them, for instance, that didn't get the word, I guess.
Any chance to hear about it?
Yes, absolutely. First, let's talk about those stock sales. It is true. I put a hold on those stock sales. The market was tanking. If you looked at your own portfolio, you were probably losing 30, 40, 50% of your portfolio. I put a stop. When we got through the worst of that time, I said, we can sell those securities now. We made $5 million we would have lost if I had not put a stop on it. Again, my staff did a great job. Let's talk about college savings and the Millennium Scholarship. You know, the Las Vegas Review-Journal published an article on Sunday that said that these allegations that my opponent's making have been proven not true.
Okay, hang on a second. I'll give you a chance to rebut.
Well,
we've got about a minute left.
I think what you have to look at is the overall performance of the office of Treasurer. There's a lot of things that have been missing and that have not gotten out in a timely fashion, and that needs to happen. We can't continue to try and hide things. The $50 million that was lost, I tried to bring that before the Board of Finance. You got an Attorney General's opinion that said I couldn't bring it before the Board of Finance. Subsequently, we did discuss it, and you canceled a meeting that was scheduled for October the 12th. You moved it to November the 9th, which is 7 days after the election. So we haven't had a chance to really get into that discussion. Although I know you've told people that I told everybody that $50 million was lost. However, there's a lot of details that are missing from that discussion.
All right, you get the last 10 seconds.
Sure. The governor runs the Board of Finance. He calls the meetings. He's been indisposed. I don't call the Board of Finance meetings. But let me tell you, Las Vegas Review-Journal said my opponent was incorrect. I'll stand by that.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you for a very interesting debate. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with George Harris right after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
You're looking at every time Harry Reid voted to raise taxes. Income taxes, taxes on Social Security, taxes on small businesses, even the dreaded death tax. A staggering 300 times Reid voted to raise taxes, and it's a big reason for Nevada's economic meltdown. Now Reid and Pelosi are planning to raise taxes on 34 million families right after the election. Let's stop Harry Reid from ever raising our taxes again.
And the next face-to-face is one of the nastiest races in the state, pitting former state Senate colleagues against one another. Congresswoman Dina Titus and Republican challenger Joe Heck square off in a pivotal debate on the next face-to-face.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
You're looking at every time Harry Reid voted to raise taxes. Income taxes, taxes on Social Security, taxes on small businesses, even the dreaded death tax. A staggering 300 times Reid voted to raise taxes, and it's a big reason for Nevada's economic meltdown. Now Reid and Pelosi are planning to raise taxes on 34 million families right after the election. Let's stop Harry Reid from ever raising our taxes again.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even whole newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 mobile.
Senator Harry Reid for 27 years.
Wait a minute. Are you tired of all these negative political ads? Okay, how about just the facts? Nevada has the highest unemployment in the country, the highest foreclosure rate. Instead of fixing these problems, Harry Reid's made it worse pushing Obamacare, more national debt, Wall Street bailout. Pretty simple. With that record, that's really all you need to know. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're joined by George Harris, Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And the question is, why the hard hat?
Sam, thanks for having me. What do you mean? This is a magic. This hat creates jobs. Every commercial Harry reads in, he's wearing a hard hat. So I'm assuming that wearing this hat, I'm out creating jobs.
All right. I know you're supporting Sharon Angle. Do you believe that she can win? And if so, by what margin?
Well, it's not a fact of believing she can win. It's a fact of math. She's going to take Northern Nevada. She's got a strong following down here. She'll win between 2,000 and 14,000 votes.
All right. Same call for Rory Reid, Brian Sandoval.
It's a blowout. Sandoval's going to just blow Rory out of the, just blow him out. It's not even going to be close.
A recent university poll that just came out today showed a huge gap.
It might be as much as 16, 17 points. It's going to be a total.
Is there anything, there are two more debates, one up in Elko and one here on Nevada Newsmakers. Is there anything that Rory Reid can do to pull it out?
Nothing. If they caught Brian Sandoval doing something horrible in the street, he would still get elected.
Will the public vote for appointing judges rather than electing them? What do you make of all this?
Listen, I think it's a good idea that we have a group of seven professionals, because it takes the politics out of judges, appointing judges, and then hold judges to retention elections. Because what we have now is it's a fiefdom. It's a fiefdom of lawyers give money to judges. There's favorite lawyers when they go into court. And there's no you can't get anything accomplished.
But in the end, isn't it still, as the governor gets to make the choice, inherently political?
Is it political? You could make the argument it is. I mean, if you have a board of seven people, pick three people, and the governor gets to choose between those three people, it sort of takes a little of the politics out of it. But let's say the person he picks is political. Well, when the retention election comes up, it has nothing to do with the governor. And the governor picks people now. If something happens at a county commission level, the governor points that person.
No, I don't disagree, but won't you see all the money come right back in at the retention election time, even though there won't be an opponent, but they'll want to put the money out there to make sure they get that 55%?
Well, it's a way they can write the rule. But a retention election would be fine. And people would know, actually there would be much more light brought to a judge's capacity and capabilities during a retention election than there is now.
What did you think of Tom Mitchell's idea about having that commission, but having that commission report to us, the public, and then let us vote on them?
That's fine, too. I'm for that, too. But, you know, we set up the government to work a certain way, and the governor has that power, and we elected the governor, so I'm fine with that.
What do you think about the appellate court, especially in these economic times?
Listen, I think everything's horrible right now, you know? I just think is there a silver lining? I don't know. I think we might be in big trouble. This housing crisis is getting worse and worse. It's not going to get any better. And I lay that strictly right on the door of Harry Reid, okay? It's the responsibility. This man is the leader, as you always say. Oh, it's so important that we were to keep him because he's a majority leader of the Senate. He and three or four other guys.
Actually, what I've said is I think that it benefit no matter which the party. For example, when Harry Reid was majority leader, number one in the Senate, and John Ensign was number four in the Senate before his troubles, I thought Nevada was sitting pretty. So it's not a partisan issue.
Sam, it's not a partisan issue. I'm saying I'm putting the responsibility of this housing crisis at a couple of guys' feet, and he's one of them because he is the leader of the Senate. These guys were the guys who gave the money to the bankers. After the bankers screwed everything up, we bailed them out, okay? Then they came back and said, hey, this is toxic paper. You're going to have to guarantee it. So now Nevada's, I believe now, Clark County's either one or two or three, the highest foreclosure rate in the country.
It is the highest.
Nobody is getting any loans modified because when you go and you talk, I talk to people every day. When you go to the bank and say, look, I'd like to modify my loan, my house, I paid $460,000. You, Mr. Banker, are saying it's worth $187,000. I'll give you $200,000. And the banker looks at him and says, well, why would I do that? The government's guaranteed me the amount you owe me. Then they turn around. that person's credit's ruined, that person's life is ruined, their house is foreclosed on, they're now homeless, then they turn around and they dump the house for $137,000, bringing everybody else's house values down. I think it's immoral for families to stay in an asset. Okay, I think it's immoral for those people to continue to pay these bankers who caused all this for an asset that's never going to be worth the $440,000, at least over the next 15 to 20 years. Okay? And
some are actually saying it's more like about 13 years.
Okay.
If you have a reasonable rate of growth.
Sam, it doesn't matter. It's when a young couple pays $250,000 for a home, you know, a young couple, 23, 24 years old, they buy their first house, they pay $250,000. You figure they're going to move within 5 years. The value of that first house is gone. They'll never see that value again. Their credit's going to be destroyed.
Well,
we are rewarding the guys who caused all this.
The mediation situation is going to the Supreme Court, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because there appear to be judges that don't want to do these modifications because they believe they're unconstitutional.
But Sam, the whole bottom line to this is, the longer this thing waits, the more we're at risk to going into a full depression.
All right, let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
Sharon Angle voted against background checks to identify sex predators. She's against enforcing restraining orders that protect victims of domestic violence. She says rape victims should be forced to have the baby. Sharon Angle would wipe out Social Security, Medicare, and she'd privatize the VA.
Oh, she's wild. She's wild. I mean, and with the wild ideas she has, we would never get anything done.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
I put them in a random order, and she still recognized the words no matter which order they were in. That's when I knew that this was going to potentially change the way everyone would someday read.
What's this say?
Cat. What's this say?
Here's how it works. Your child sees and hears the words clap, followed by hearing and seeing the meaning of the word while saying or doing the word. It's that simple. Get the complete Your Baby Can Read early learning system of DVDs, books, and cards. A 30-day risk-free trial, yours to try today for only $14.95. Order today and get these three free gifts. This could be your child's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
To order, call 1-800-705-1874. That's 1-800-705-1874.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
You're looking at every time Harry Reid voted to raise taxes. Income taxes, taxes on Social Security, taxes on small businesses, even the dreaded death tax. A staggering 300 times Reid voted to raise taxes, and it's a big reason for Nevada's economic meltdown. Now Reid and Pelosi are planning to raise taxes on 34 million families right after the election. Let's stop Harry Reid from ever raising our taxes again.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, part two of our interview with George Harris, and then we'll have political consultants Ryan Irwin and Dan Hart. It'll be a great show.